Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich. And guess what, Mason Dixon?
I'm going to guess that Tina's back from her vacation.
Tina Goodrich is back in the studio. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome back.
We're so excited to have you back.
Thank you, Laura. It feels great to be back home. You know, it's always good to take a vacation, but always great to be home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're always kind of torn. Man, I wish I was home, but I'm glad I'm not. And
yeah. You know, I mean, we went out 6 weeks, so that was quite a long, a little bit long vacation. But it was great to get away.
Yeah.
You know, this time of the year, it's quiet, and it's a good time for realtors to take their vacation because December and January, usually the homes are, you know, getting ready for the spring market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was telling you about my, I'll let you get to you. So my separation anxiety with the kind of the same type of thing, having the new office. I can only come here and work for like 2 or 3 hours at a time because I start missing the dog and want to go home because I've worked in my house since 2007.
Right.
You know, so now being out and leaving for a couple hours, it's like, hey, this is all foreign and new. This is a big world out here.
Oh, it's so exciting to have your new studio.
Wouldn't it be funny to see him do an 8-hour work day, see how other people have to do it?
I do an 8-hour work day on Thursdays usually for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Right. You're here all day.
That's right.
So.
That's right. Okay. So back to Tina.
So
Tina's back.
Let's talk about your camper. When you going to use it next?
Well, she needs a few Band-Aids.
Uh-oh.
Of course. Yeah. That 6 weeks we did a few little boo-boos on her. We had a blowout on the tire and that caused some damage actually on the camper, on the rear bumper of the camper. Yeah. It blew the metal and yeah, so it was a pretty major blowout on the tire. We had to change a tire on the RV while we were on the road on our way home.
That's what happens when Goody buys the Michelles instead of the Michelins.
Boy, I tell you, I was very so grateful for my husband, Goody. You know, he got right into taking out the jack and the spare and went right to town on changing.
Who needs AAA when you got a Goody?
That's his job. Right. That's right.
That's right. Mark was raised on a farm and worked for the zinc farm. So he did a lot of tire changing. Mm-hmm. And I know that RVs are not the same as your normal car tire, but it's still it's still a job.
It's still a job.
A scary job.
A scary job, especially on the highway.
Very, very scary job.
Yeah. Yeah. So the RV's down for a little while. We're putting some Band-Aids on her and getting her ready for this.
So
next
just
trip.
Tires? No, didn't hit anything or bumping?
No, there is some metal damage on the back of the camper. So, yeah, she's going to be going into the KO Avion dealer. If you guys know Avion KO plant, or KO RV, he's located in Waterville. He's one of the grandsons, I want to say, to the original Avion dealer out of Benton Harbor. That's where they built the Avions. So
Laura's been like a 12-year-old today. She's been in and out of her chair with her cough.
He is one of the few that
at least
do
you
work
can't
on
blame
Avions.
It on my dog. Sorry to interrupt you, Tina.
That's all right.
Every time she comes over into the studio, she starts coughing and she blames it on my dog.
She's got a tickle.
Yeah,
and
he's never even been here, so can't blame Jinx today.
Right.
Not Jinx. Sorry.
It must be Tina.
Yeah. No, I think she's got a little tickle. That's all. You get one of them, you need the water.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, back to being back from vacation. I'm ready to jump back in the saddle. Real estate is going to be hot this year. We just got the end of the fourth year quarter of 2021, and the numbers are up. We're going to be coming out with the numbers here in the next, the first week of February. Jakeway has their annual report to show us what were the total sales of what Jakeway's done and what the area has done. I did a little peek at the last quarter for Southwest Michigan, and they're up. We have succeeded what we did the year before, which was phenomenal then.
It wasn't last year a record?
Yeah, last year before was a record.
Okay, so record two.
Past that.
Mm-hmm.
So those numbers will be coming out here the first week of February. I'll be able to share those with our audience on where we're going into this year. But I can tell you that it is a strong market. We're seeing already some nice record numbers coming out.
Okay.
So
So perfect. Well, then you got a lot to look forward to, and you're back and ready to work. Yeah. What's your first things as you're getting back? What are you ready to do?
Well, again, you know, at the end of the year, we see a lot of expiration on listings. So the beginning of January, it's the realtor's jobs to get those listings back up and running for this year's market. And a lot of those that are getting relisted are in their downtime, maybe getting some things done. Again, I always say this is a great time to get those home repairs done. They matter a lot. They can go against you when you're getting your home inspection done, and those are negotiation tools for the buyers. Mm-hmm. So I want to, you know, again, get those homes out or get your home repair guy out and get some of those things fixed. I'm looking at now a couple of those pocket listings are coming out. I don't have them signed up, but as soon as I do, I'll be able to share those also with our listeners.
Yeah. Well, I think we were talking to you, I think it was last week when I was talking to you, I couldn't figure out a name of that landscaping company, and it's Coastal is the name of it.
Yeah,
Coastal.
I saw that too. They have the for sale, the land for sale sign.
It's
but
a sealed bid auction is what it says.
They only got one post holding up the sign, so it's been around.
Yeah. It's not very professional, but it says it's a sealed bid auction.
No minimum bid, dude.
No minimum bid. I mean, not that I'm sure they probably have a reserve bid, be my guess, but.
Is this for the business?
No, I think it's for the 520 square feet, the 5 acres or whatever it is. That's right next to it.
Gotcha. Okay, yes.
Yeah, so
I mean, 52,000 square feet.
Are you interested in 5 acres?
I thought it said 520,000 square feet, which is 5 acres.
520,000?
Well, that'll be interesting.
Well, even if I'm wrong, whatever, it starts with a 5 and a 2, I do believe, but there's some property there. But what does sealed bid auction mean?
That means that you put your offer in and nobody knows what the offer is except for the agent who's handling the sale.
But can the agent open up every single offer right then and there? It's not like an auction date, like the bids will be opened.
We wait till we've got 30 of them or there's a date. So
yeah, as soon as you get them, you're going to open them and see what the offer is. And of course, you've got a deadline, so you'll be taking those offers until that deadline comes up. And then you're going to look at what has the best terms and, you know, try to direct your seller into taking one of those offers.
Because then the seller is not under any obligation to take one of those bids.
Nope, and he doesn't even have to take the highest bid.
Okay.
A seller's not obligated to take an offer even if he has his place on the market.
Yeah. So is that kind of a good tool where someone could actually use to think about the viability of their property? Say, we're going to have one of these, and I don't intend to sell, but I'm going to find out what people are willing to offer me?
Sure, it's a lot of work to do that. Most sellers wouldn't go to that extreme. If you're going to do a sealed bid, then you're going to look at the advantage of that is nobody knows what the offers are. Mm-hmm. So you're going to try to bid, if you really want it, you're going to bid your best and highest.
Okay.
And most of those in a 5-acre closed deal would probably be a cash deal.
All right. Well, we can talk about that a little bit more, but we need to take a break here, and it is going to come back for a second. So I don't know exactly what we want to talk about, but we'll figure it out over the break when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Rob
Bird's Moondog Show. So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore, serving this area for over 20 years. We look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Karaoke is back in South Haven. Come to the Lodge every first Friday of the month from 8 to 11 for fantastic food, drink specials, and karaoke. Presented by Moondog Productions and powered by Carafun, these karaoke Fridays will be the perfect end to a long work week. Come and join the Lodge and Moondog Productions for as much fun as humanly possible. So remember, join us every first Friday of the month from 8 to 11 for karaoke at the Lodge on Blue Star Highway, formerly the Curve Inn, where the locals go.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, and over the break, Tina said that we're going to talk about financing, because financing is very fun, it's exhilarating, and all those good things.
Can't buy a house without it unless you got a big pile of cash.
Of course, you can't, but I do see there's a bag on the floor.
Yeah,
our,
you know,
our studio.
I went.
It says Bubba Gump.
Got shrimp. Back from vacation, and we went to a couple great places. And of course, we seen the Bubba shrimp, mm-hmm. Bubba Gump shrimp, mm-hmm. and it was fun
shrimp
to.
Gumbo,
yeah, we were like,
shrimp,
let's go
scam,
there and check
shrimp.
It out. You know, it's got all the movie.
So which one did you go to? Where were you?
So we went to the one in Destin, Florida. That was our last 2 weeks of the Florida vacation. Mm-hmm. What a great destination to go to, Destin, Florida. Very touristy. It's on this peninsula on the Pensacola, Florida. Very touristy. You know,
that's
kind
of to be said for all of Florida, pretty much, isn't it? Pretty touristy.
Well, some places are more touristy than others, you know.
It's true.
I mean, really. Key West, we started there for 2 weeks, and that was mm-hmm. very touristy. I mean, it's just nonstop revolving door, people coming and going all the time. And
I've always wanted to wear flip-flops in Key West.
You can.
Have a blowout.
Cut my heel on a pop-top.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have to cruise on back home.
Oh, they're doing the lyrics to Margaritaville in case you missed that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Ding. but Key West was great tourist area.
Yeah, what I'm wondering,
weather.
When you say it's touristy around here, people, that's a bad thing. But you seem like you were interested in it.
Yeah.
When you're the tourist, it's a good thing.
It really gives you a good perspective on your own tourist town, such as mine here in South mm-hmm. Haven or ours here in South Haven. Visiting some of the other tourist towns, you just wouldn't believe how busier and how many more, much more than we do here in South Haven.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you think about, oh my gosh, we're so busy and there's so many people, get out and see some of these other places, folks, because they're, you know, they're just like 10, 20 times more than what South Haven has. We're just a nice, small, quiet, touristy town that gets busy during the season. You know, we got a lot of second home owners here, but
those
I'm
guys
telling
gotta
you,
put up
some
with those
of
people
these,
all year round.
Oh, Key West, they're just, there's mm-hmm. no room and there's no yards next to you. It is house all the way down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a very busy area, revolving door of tourists.
Back to that brown bag. What's going on?
So, yeah, I stopped at Bubba Gump Shrimp, mm-hmm. and I bought a couple gifts back. So I thought, I'm going to bring the team back something. So,
Rob, I brought you back a paper bag.
I thought,
it's shrimp that's a month old.
Look.
What is that?
They can't. It's the radio.
Right. And I thought,
Rob can.
Yeah, we can't look.
I thought
it's
maybe
it's a tin of something.
It's
of
a
truffles.
Box of chocolates.
It's truffles and English toffee assortment. It says, and on the top it says, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know which one you're gonna get."
From the Forrest Gump movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's from the Forrest Gump, and of course, they have a nice little touristy shop that's
seafood boiling.
You know, they're at the mm-hmm. Forrest Gump. So I bought mm-hmm. a couple little trinkets. I thought maybe you guys, mm-hmm. you know, if you'd like, you could pick out one or the other, mm-hmm. which one you think you'd use.
I think Rob Dog should just open up the truffles right here, right now,
we
and we should
just. Because once we eat all these truffles in here, we'll take it and set it down over there by that lamp, because you see the little pink thing over there that with the hair? Angelica,
it's a
guy
troll.
Who was Dickerson, that troll, brought that as part of it as a office warming. And when you, your first time in, you brought me a Fresnel lens with candy in it. Which
I didn't
I'm
know.
All over the
I
floor.
Didn't know it was appropriate to give your radio show host a studio warming gift.
Well,
I do apologize.
If you were a girl or had a girlfriend, you would know.
Okay, well, I mm-hmm. just. So was you expecting anything? Was you expecting
no,
people?
No, not from you.
Your presence.
I knew that they would do something.
You did. But are you? What about when they open up senior services and everybody's going to be stopping by. You think you're going to have this place all decked out with tons
I'm hoping for cookies. Chocolate chip.
Homemade cookies. Mm-hmm. If you plan on coming back to Senior Services, Rob Dog's right down the hall, Moondog Productions.
Well, thank you, Tina. And we're going to all eat these over our next break here. But we do need to let's get it started because we're almost through this segment already, and we do still have to talk about financing, and we'll probably do a little bit here in the next segment too. Yeah. So, but what do you want to tell us about it?
Well, again, you know, financing is a part of buying a home. So, if you're going to be coming out as a buyer this spring, you want to make sure that you have your ducks lined up with your financing company. So, getting pre-qualified instead of getting pre-approved is one step that you can do right now that won't affect your points or, you know, affect your credit score is what I want to say. So get pre-qualified so that way you know where you stand with your lender and you're prepared to take the next step, which would be getting pre-approved. So when you're putting that offer in and on the house, you want to be ready with your pre-approval letter.
So where do you go get pre-qualified?
So if you want to get pre-qualified and you're working with your own bank right now, that's where you want to start. And if you're not working with a bank, then I have a couple pocket lenders that I like to use. Jakeway has, we work affiliated with Summit Mortgage. And myself, I work with Julie Vickery. She's a great mortgage lender. And I have her her email and her contact information if you need a lender. I also work with the local lenders such as Sturgis Bank here in town. They're one of my favorite lenders for South Haven. If you're working with commercial or with residential, they'll work with either.
Okay.
So, yeah, those are a couple. And then I also wanted to talk about delayed financing. Those are for...
That doesn't sound good.
Well, delayed financing is actually another great tool for people who have cash ready to buy a home. And you want to use your cash to buy it. And then after you're done, you want to turn it into a mortgage.
Oh, okay. Now you've got the dog syndrome.
Wait, I don't understand, because if you just bought a house with cash, why do you want a mortgage then? That don't make no sense.
That's if you want to use the lender's money, because right now the financing rates are so great. So it's good to use the bank's money. But if you have ready cash and you want to get into this competitive market, cash buyers are king.
I mean, how fun would that be to drop $350,000 in a suitcase on the desk or half mil? Wow.
And we do have a lot of cash buyers in this Lakeshore area. You'd be surprised how many people do pay cash for a home for,
you know, a lot of people with money in their safe.
But she said it ain't that way. It's a money transfer. They don't come with the actual dollar bills.
Yeah.
That's just not any fun. That'd be so much more fun.
Just showing that you do have the cash readily available, either in a some sort of a trust fund or in your bank. So when you're making an offer for cash, you're up against maybe somebody who's doing financing. You're going to look much better to the seller as a cash buyer.
Especially if you bring your own armored truck with money.
I just had that vision as coming to the room and just everybody sitting around the table and just turning it over and dropping all that cash out, just like the drop mic and just like,
oh, they're getting
rid
of cash. Mm-hmm. You know that. You know,
I do.
They are.
Well,
so.
And everybody should fight that as much as possible for cash.
I agree.
But we do need to take a break and we will talk a little bit more about that when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Lawson from Drawing Children into Reading, also known as DCIR. We're an early childhood fine motor building resource that will enhance your child's visual ability to express and communicate in pictures and words. In the classroom, we start with proper pencil grip, develop a longer attention span, and kickstart a whole new world when your child learns to draw, write, and read in that order. To unleash the happiness and find out more about this groundbreaking program, visit DCIR.org.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich, of course, who is finally back in the studio with us. Mason Dixon, it's our last segment. This table just flown by today.
Yeah, I'm eating truffles here from the truffles.
Truffle. You got the milk chocolate and the, we got the milk chocolate truffles. There's some toffee and some dark chocolate, and I'm going to have one here in a minute as soon as I can get Tina talking.
Because you start her up, it's like that change.
Right. I got to reel you guys back in for the real estate. Yeah. We only got one more segment.
This is
it. Goes by so fast.
So you better go. We've been talking about financing. We talk about in the need to hoard cash.
Well, we're talking about financing again. That delayed financing works great for the cash buyer or people who own a home and are pulling equity out of their home.
Yum.
So there's two ways there to use the delayed financing, and then there's a much smaller fee when you're doing that process, but you look good to the seller when you're doing the cash buy, when you're putting that offer in. And then after you're done, you're going to be doing the delayed financing, which works out great. Not all lenders do this delayed financing, but Summit Mortgage does. So that's a nice little trick. If you're selling your home and you're buying another home, you may use the delayed financing. There's a little bit of a delay between selling your home and actually getting the new home. So there could be 2 weeks, and that involves a delayed financing.
Okay.
So I thought that was really important for those people who are looking at the spring market.
Okay. I would say, we were going to talk about cash. I forgot totally what we were talking about here. So
cash buyers.
Cash buyers.
Yeah, they don't come in with cash.
No. I mean, can you? I mean, say I have it. Can you? I would bring it in ones.
You can.
and not even wrapped up. And so you can count.
Well, I don't know if they would take that.
I bet you they would.
A huge suitcase.
Finally make them earn their money.
Yeah. Tina, have you ever been to a closing where somebody had bills?
No. No, and I honestly, I don't even know if a title company could take cash. To tell you the truth, they'd probably make you go back to
so
your
so much for being a cash buyer.
Yeah, I don't, think you just have to show that you have the cash in your account somewhere to be able to be a cash buyer.
A good
buyer.
Friend hacker would be able to show that
king.
On. Yeah, I mean, here, check out my account. It's got $1 million in it. Wink, wink.
I just was told one of our co-agents out of the Grand Rapids, Kent area, she went in on a simple ranch home for $200,000. They had 35 offers, and it ended up selling somewhere in that $250,000 range. So $45,000-$50,000 over the asking price for a simple ranch home and 35 offers on the table. So that, kind of gives us an indicator of what we're going into for the spring market that is in the Kent and Grand Rapids area. But here in the South Haven, southwestern area, we might only see maybe 3 to 5 offers on a place. Or as soon as it comes out on the market, you've got those cash buyers ready to just, put their offer in immediately.
So really buying a house for anybody now is for someone who really wants to buy a house, right?
Because
you're going to be paying more, and most
it's
people
crazy.
Think, fiscally.
I was looking at the South Haven market, and we have just all these homes are 500 and up. I mean, there's not.
There were 150 2 years ago.
There's just a handful of them that are under that, that 200 to 300 mark. I seen one that got listed today that was a redo on M43. Last year it sold for $30,000. Somebody came in, redid it. It's back on the market for $180,000. You're getting a brand new home, 3-bedroom, 1-bath ranch. And I thought that was a great price. $180,000 for South Haven area. This is unheard of now.
You said
now.
They bought it for $30,000?
They bought it for $30,000, mm-hmm. but they went in and redid the whole thing.
Well, yeah,
a brand
it had to
new
be
home.
Pretty dilapidated at that
It was
that
just
price.
A shell. It was just a shell. And it looks super cute. It's brand new, all new appliances. They didn't have a washer and dryer in it, but I found that it was a super cute home for South Haven for that price range for $182,000. Yeah. So the market's strong.
So
again,
there is a house under 200,000 in South Haven.
There is a house.
Has a highway
South
running
Haven
through your front yard.
Right.
And it is on M43, but it's on a private road. So it's a little bit off of M43. You're not frontage on
M43.
So it's
not quite on it. Nice.
So that's nice. You got a little bit of a private
and
road.
And are you going to give us any more hints as to where it is?
That one's at 70860 M43, listed for $182,000. And it's listed by a realtor from not this area. I didn't even really catch that name. It didn't even sound familiar to me. But again, if you want some information on that one, you know, feel free to give me a call, shoot me a text. Easy to show because it's vacant. Mm-hmm. You know, I showed it today. It showed real well. So I don't expect that to last on the market for very long.
Well, I got about a minute and a half left with you here. Anything we need to hit?
Well, see, I did a new relist on Unique Pick a Liquor in Grand Junction, the 584099 County Road 388. That was listed for $289, and I've had that listed going on the third year.
How can you not sell that place in a week called Unique Pick a Liquor?
It's a liquor store, has a 2-bedroom home off the back side of it.
On the name alone.
It has dropped to $249,000. So for $249,000, you're getting a 2-bedroom house off the back, plus the full liquor convenience store. He has the only liquor license in Grand Junction. Of course, there's only two little convenience stores.
The only legal one. There's some other alcohol being
Oh boy.
That's at Mason's house. Mason, what's that address?
Well, Unique Pick a Liquor again is a unique opportunity for anybody who wants to get into that convenient, want to be their home own owner. There's room in there to do your own deli. So, I mean, even for maybe like a Mexican restaurant or a deli, or somebody's got some ideas to do their own pizzas, this is a great opportunity for them. It is in Grand Junction. It's in the middle of a great tourist area in the summertime, and you're only like about 10 minutes from South Haven.
Yeah.
So great opportunity for somebody.
Lots of great lakes out there.
I really think you could get a land contract on this one. So anybody out there listening that wants a land contract, give me a call and I'll give you more information.
You've got to think he'd be a motivated seller by this point.
Yeah. David Hudson, he's owned a few stores in our area. I know a lot of local people know David, retired cop out of Chicago, came here, opened up a couple great businesses. And this is one of his that he's down to just a couple to retire out.
We run out of time. What's your contact info?
And again, give me a call, 269-759-1076. Feel free to text me, email me, Google List with Tina, or Let's Talk Real Estate.
Okay. Mason Dixon, time for you to say a fine shout out to our sponsors and those that hang out with us.
And what about the people listening, too? Thanks for listening, everybody. Rob Bird's Moondog Show. And
made it this far, you're a good person, maybe.
No, a lot of people just turn it on at 8 o'clock when they know Let's Talk Real Estate. We start an hour earlier at 7 a.m., so set your alarms early next time. Yeah. Or go back and listen to the podcast at moondogshow.com. And we, of course, want to thank all of our commercial advertisers and sponsors, UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulotta Imagery, Decorator's Choice, SH.com, and Drawing Kids in into reading, that's DCIR.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County, and Country House Furniture.
Yeah, the list is getting longer. Love it. Thank you. And we still have room for more, so give us a call and get a hold of us at moondogshow.com if you'd like to be a sponsor. But
yeah, and make sure you also check out moondogpro.net for video and trussandbirdband.com
for
all your music.
There you go.
And everybody in the whole listening area, we gonna all howl at the moondog. Here we go. On 1, 2, 3, howl at the moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.